to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, a low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I haven't heard an accent that fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience. Really? Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I like the, like...
To her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
Just like,
As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black. So that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drum roll please, 90% white and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child. Because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
And like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she gonna go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she gonna start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm gonna say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you. But I can.
When was the last time a white lady took off after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground?
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling, so maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rumor has it that AOC has already selected her running mate for a future presidential campaign.
Booyakasha! Professor G in the house, aight?
Although he faces some stiff competition from Woe Vicky.
Hey, you guys, welcome back today. I'm going to show you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that when you cost New Yorkers 25,000 jobs by getting that Amazon HQ cancelled. But none of this matters to AOC anyway, because remember, being morally right is more important than being factually correct.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I can factually state that she's faking a black accent.
Looks like.
But she's still morally superior because reasons. Or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But does it really surprise anyone that a Democrat is once again pandering to African Americans by feigning relatability? A recent Yale study found that liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people compared to conservatives who don't. So while they'll virtue signal until they're blue in the face about how much they respect minorities, when they actually speak to minorities, they immediately adopt the bigotry of low expectations. Does it surprise anyone that AOC is once again feigning relatability? Seriously, how many tedious Instagram videos of your private life is too many? And how does someone who apparently lives with the existential terror of the entire world coming to an end in 12 years go through the meaningless drudgery of putting together IKEA furniture?
Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do, you know? Like, for real? They're out there and they're actually, like, checking how
like,
brown
kids
are.
Like, empty your mouth, you little...
And if they're brown enough... Swear to God, they will check, and if they're brown enough, they inject them with needles at the border. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong while I fill this furniture.
Stick that foot in your rectum.
Unfortunately for AOC, the same number of people convinced by her fake accent were convinced by her Green New Deal. That would be zero, which despite what the media told you, is the same number of conservatives who were triggered by that dancing video. That would also be zero. I had less confidence in that fake accent than I would entering a Venezuelan shopping mall in the hope of buying toilet paper, which is less than zero.
Play my favorite radio station.
A good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor radio.
Radio.
Invisible airways crackle with light.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Because the first thing they teach you in radio is to manhandle your microphone.
Because at the time you wanted a wife.
No, I'll pass on that list. It's Happy Hour. I'm Greg. He's
Joyce. And here they are.
Jebber, please call. And welcome to the show with low expectations.
Just how I like it, Greg.
I am on steroids. Pardon me, I just made my...
Is that part of your new, like, exercise routine? You roid it up now?
No, as you know, I went to see Dr. Love. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm supposed to say this properly. Dr. Love. And he's just sending... Okay, I have that.
Oh, you have that?
No, not that.
Oh.
The that he's referring to.
You could deny it, Greg Udell, but you know you got it. I saw you manhandling that microphone.
I have references. That's what I have. shall we return to the book that we began about a week ago, was it? FDR's funeral train?
No, it's all over the news.
Now, let me recap. Yeah, I know what the news is. You know, I don't want to... The news sucks.
I agree.
It just sucks.
It's meant to bring us down and piss us off.
Now you have the New York Times admitting, well, none of our previous hoaxes have worked, so now we're going to paint Trump as a white supremacist, and everybody that votes for him will be the same.
Well, and I'm not so calling go ahead, you. Do it. Who cares? I'm not calling you racist, Mr. Budell.
What?
I'm just saying that you might be an unconscious carrier of the legacy of white supremacy.
It's that fact.
It's crazy.
It's
no, the clip you just played, AOC, she actually put out a tweet saying that. Essentially, that there are people who are unconscious of the...
she would know about unconscious, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Given all the racial healing that took place during the Obama years.
Get up, start your day, hey, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis.
Kip and Jenny, stupid.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are perform... I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. How was the traffic?
Bad.
That's what I thought she said. We'll find out how it really is in about 17 shows.
Instead of covering the news and all this crap, all this pessimism out there, we're going to learn about history.
The Dow dropped below 26. Why? What's the... we got another inversion thing? Yield curve? Bull crap?
Wait, it moved down 0.66%.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, essentially like zero.
There are a bunch of lemmings in that market. That's the scariest part about it. One dives and they all can't wait to go off the cliff together.
You used to play that game?
Lemmings?
Yeah.
No.
It was a fun game, kind of a strategy game.
I didn't know it was a game. I knew it was a word.
Yeah, yeah. Non-thinking entities.
So... let's go back to our book, FDR's Funeral Train. And to recap the first five paragraphs.
Yeah, really good.
March 30th, Good Friday, 1945, FDR's train pulls into Warm Springs. And when the president becomes visible to the residents there, they are shocked.
Ah! I'm shocked. Shocked.
I am in shock.
At his pale and weakened condition.
He looks like a ghost.
They did not see the vibrant FDR, but still, even in that condition, he got into his car, specially equipped car, and drove off like the road demon he was, says the book, written by Palgrave Macmillan. No, that's the publisher. Robert Clara.
I like Palgrave Macmillan.
So... this sets us up to the next paragraph, which is about the portrait artist that came to paint his picture on this Good Friday, 1945. So I want everybody to close their eyes.
Got the fire ready?
That's right. There is a fire crackling in the fireplace.
Man, so peaceful.
And now we're back all those years ago. Almost 74 years. Elizabeth Shumanoff, Russian-born portraitist of America's aristocracy, saw the president seated in the back of his parked limousine outside a corner. Did I read this yesterday?
Keep going.
All right. A corner drugstore in Greenville, Georgia, and her heart sank. The ebullient man she painted at the White House in the spring of 1943 could not possibly be the pale, diminished man before her now, the evening of April 9th, 11 days into his vacation in Georgia. Though the night air was warm, Roosevelt had wrapped himself in his heavy navy cape. He was sipping a Coca-Cola, doing his best to smile. He was trying to have a Coke and a smile.
Right.
The Russian gazed at the president she had just traveled hundreds of miles to paint a second time. How, Shumanov thought, can I make a portrait of such a sick man? Lucy Rutherford had been responsible for setting up the whole thing, but if Shumanov blamed her longtime friend for her predicament, she also knew the importance of Lucy's being there, of their both being there. He is thin and frail, Rutherford had warned weeks earlier, but there is something about his face that shows more the way he looked when he was young. No woman would have known better. The youthful, handsome countenance of Franklin Roosevelt had been etched into the mind of Lucy Mercer Rutherford from their first meeting, when he was the newly minted Assistant Secretary of the Navy and his wife needed an appointment secretary. And that's today's reading from FDR's Funeral Train by Parker McCallum.
I mean, some people have that sort of face where you can see their youthful self.
Isn't that a fact?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of my youthful self, I just was tagged in a photo album from like my last year or two in Florida there. See there, that's me at the Disney World there doing a broadcast.
Oh.
There, and that's Susan Wise. She was my my partner on the air.
Yeah, and sometimes when you tell these stories, Greg, you do get animated, and I can really see like a young, plucky, like Gregory Benjamin Boudel, like stuffing his smut into the pipe.
My smut.
For all the other young men to share.
My smut pipe. We hate the news, so we're just going to move right along with our lives here.
Are you meeting the weatherman for the first time?
I don't get it. Am I meeting the weatherman?
When you met the weatherman at NBC that you looked up to for years. You're forgetting your own history.
No, that's the Harry Volkman story.
Yes. Mr. Volkman. When you tell that story, I see a young whippersnapper.
Oh, I was. And there's the local. It was like seeing Rich Thomas here at the same time. Wow.
Big deal.
Harry Volkman. And we were in the elevator with him going down 19 floors, and we were just like so rattled by this chance celebrity encounter. We should do a show on that sometime, chance celebrity encounters. Because everybody's met somebody who's pretty famous.
Have I? I don't
accidentally know. Accidentally or otherwise?
I met Barney Frank accidentally.
That was unfortunate.
It was.
It wasn't in a restroom or any place.
No,
okay.
Don't even start with the rumors.
It's not rumors. He was operating a bordello out of his apartment.
I'm glad I didn't meet him in a restaurant.
No, Mom, nothing says springtime like a picnic.
Yeah.
And for delicious hot dog taste that should be illegal, pick up a package of Barney Franks.
320, when you want that extra boost to your insulation. Have you looked at your insulation? If it's old and it doesn't have the buoyancy that it used to, it's probably fundamentally worthless. If your attic temperature is still around 130, 140, that insulation is doing you no good.
Barney Franks.
So what I suggest is calling Wade Cannon at Masterfoam at 802-FOAM. 802-FOAM. Find out about real insulation from Masterfoam and cut your electric cost by a third. And give your AC unit a break. The break it deserves. It'll live a longer life if you have Masterfoam insulation in your attic. It'll lower the temperature up there from like 130, 140 on a day like this down to about 80. That means your AC unit won't have to work nearly as hard to cool the areas underneath the attic. And you will be paying far lower electric costs. It works. Visit masterfoam.com, master-foam.com, or call Wade at 802-FOAM as we visit Randall.
It didn't, I didn't know I was this far behind on the tune-in app, but you may already correct this, but the pictures, I was in the shower. I mean, I listened to you, and I heard you talking about the pictures. I got out. I ain't even get dressed. I come in here to look at them. And, but you can't see them, I guess, because whoever you tagged you in on, they ain't friends. They ain't put it, like, where it's public. They just got it where
their
friends can see it. Yeah, so we can't see it on Facebook.
Oh, that stinks. So,
but, yeah, no. All you got to do is tell them to put it, go from put it on public, and everybody better see it. He probably just doing that, so, you know what I mean? All right, bro.
All right, I'll do that during this this break. Joey can help me.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
How easy is it to find the best new hires with Glassdoor? Yeah, kind of like that. Post your job, and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. And Glassdoor only matches you with qualified applicants, so you can make the best new hire in half the resumes. Plus, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Thank you, Chef. This just into the News Talk newsroom. By the way, I got busted by Teresa, who said that fireside sound effect sounds like bacon.
Yeah?
It is.
Right.
We haven't found a good fireside. Can we turn that down just a bit? A good fireside crackling fire sound effect. All right.
I've grown to like the bacon sound effect, too.
Couple of things. Apparently something happened at LSU with a shooter. It was a brief scare. Over a reported intruder. All clear is on the LSU campus. Roll Tide. Bad wreck on Perry Hill, says Emily Hayes, our Cub reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Between Interstate and Beth Manor in front of CTE Outdoor Power, and she sent a picture. Yeah. Let's enlarge that. Yeah, there's a lot of...
This is looking northbound or southbound?
No, this is a cruncher.
Said northbound or southbound.
By the way, if you're in one of those cars, Donnie Turner would like a call from you at 27 wreck with a W.
If it's right in front of CT, it's probably northbound on Perry Hill.
Yeah, well, I see the Metro PCS through that Texaco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's northbound.
And fire trucks and police cars and lawyers gathering at this particular accident site. It's terrible. All right, so we got that taken care of. Thank you, Emily. If there's any further developments, please.
Can you tell they're lawyers by the gills on the side of their neck?
Gills?
Yeah, yeah. They always reminded me of those fish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Suck on the fish tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. They serve a purpose. Like,
Hang on. My doctor needs information from me.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I'm trying to multitask here.
You're David doing Blackman's a lot today. I mean, you're feeding us history from the past.
All right, so everybody was complaining they could not see the dizzy picture I wanted to post.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try again. Yeah, you know what's creepy about stuff you get? Well, it's not even showing. And what does that mean? Didn't I just save that?
Did you?
Oh, I did. I'm looking up. It said Greg Disney. Okay. From a former Mouseketeer.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
What's going on with your throat? Why are you all steroided up? Why did you have to go see the Love Doctor?
Well, show had something over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit him pretty good.
It's been going around. Summer cold.
Well, this was in the throat. And I thought I had escaped because he was really good yesterday, and I was feeling fine, so I thought, okay. And then this morning, I started to feel like, you know, not enough to... But when I woke up from my nap, I said, I got to call Dr. Love and have him take a look. So we're hoping that Z-Pak, prednisone...
Those make you more aggressive?
What? No.
Okay.
You have nothing.
No, they do to me.
I know. I'm very careful with that stuff. I don't like feeling ugly.
Mm.
And I've done that when you get that steroid pack where they start you out with 6 the first day and then wean you down. Oh, my God. I think I tore my comforter up into small pieces by hand once. I was so out of my mind. I don't like that. No, this is different. This is subtle. We're at 3:30. David Blackman, our Texas blogger buddy, is going to join us in a minute. As always, we try to welcome him in a way that'll make him laugh, because he's got a great laugh. I want to talk about Kaiser Fine Furnishings. This is a great business. It's not like they just opened up. They have been around, but you know what? Their location is kind of subtle. As you're going northbound on 231 to Wetumpka, and by the way, because they are on the other side of the Elmore County line, you already save 1.5% on sales tax. It's a huge building. It just looks very modest from the side. Kind of a light brick. Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R. You can find it very easily on the east side of the street. My friend Stella is there and others to help you navigate what is an amazing amount of choices. This is a huge building. So no matter what you're looking for, a simple piece to fill out a spot in your house, or you need to redo a complete room, living room, bedroom, they've got bazillions of choices. And right now, through the month of August, their Red Hot Summer Sale is underway. Save hundreds, maybe more than that, depending on what you're interested in doing. But there's no end to the number of pieces they have. This is why we bought our latest recliner. We couldn't turn it down, not for the price they were asking, and it's a great fit for the living room. So it's a wonderful place to shop, and again, you save 1.5% on whatever you buy at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Stop by and tell Stella that you heard about them here. As we go to the newsroom, you know what? Let's go to the traffic dungeon first. I think that should be stop number one. And then back with David Blackman in about 4 minutes.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As we cruise on through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch still sees MPD working the accident on Perry Hill Road in front of the Hardee's near Harrison Road, so be careful in that area. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. It's busy around the school zone, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty crowded around the Troy Highway and between Vaughn Road and the interstate. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any big delays for you, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long with free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll, Inc. and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck food drive is this Saturday at the Winn-Dixie at Taylor and Vaughn in Montgomery from 10 a.m. until 4. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. A Montgomery middle school will be closed tomorrow because the air conditioner is broken. Floyd Middle Magnet released around 11:30 this morning due to an electrical issue with its air conditioning. Again, Floyd Middle Magnet will remain closed tomorrow as workers fix the air conditioning problem. And the Montgomery City Jail now offering inmates the chance for change with a new initiative known as the Road to Redemption. The program helps inmates who are struggling specifically with addiction, employment, and shelter. The main goal of the program is to reduce the recidivism rate. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, and low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We now take you to Elizabeth Warren's hometown and her campaign headquarters. Indian Lake, throw that humitar. Boy, she's good, isn't she? What a fraud. What a fake. What a piece of...
You take a bus mark, Lakewood Drive, and you keep on... Where the air is fine with the sweet smelling pine and the countryside's pretty. And you see daffodils peeping over the hills for a honey loving mama bear.
That's just in, this breaking news on Indian Lake. I understand Indian Lake is only 1/1024th actual water.
What?
That's the word I get. You have no idea. You know, and I'm not really at the top of my game today because I got a little throat issue going on, but I really spend a lot of time trying to figure out a way that will make you laugh when you join us for these Tuesday chats. How are you, my friend?
That one worked. Oh, great, man, great. I want to apologize to the listeners in advance. If it starts raining on me, I'm at a roadside park halfway between Dallas and Houston right now. And, boy, I got a mean old thunderstorm coming up on me. So hopefully it won't start raining until we're done.
Well, we don't want you to, you know, endanger yourself in any way. and I know those Texas storms can get big. In fact, I remember when I watched JFK, the movie, there's that scene where... Pesci's character went ice skating in Texas the weekend JFK was shot and made it back to Louisiana in time. Weird stuff. And there was a big storm pictured in there. I remember that. And we had it in Chicago too. It was really weird because the systems. Yeah, here's something I learned about Texas and how big it is. I belong to the Commemorative Air Force, and we have air shows at Midland. And when we were flying from Dallas to Midland, the pilot said, just to give you perspective on how large Texas is, the flight from Dallas to Midland is longer than the flight from Chicago to Dallas.
Yeah, that sounds right. And, it's about 500 miles.
And it gives you real perspective. And I got to see the tumbleweeds and the plains of Texas from Fifi, our B-29 bomber, which was really an amazing thing.
Oh, wow. I bet it was.
Yeah. With a Liberator flying off the wing. But I'm not here to tell you airplane stories. DBDailyUpdate.com is David Blackman's blog. It is, you know, must read for me. And the other day, we both had the same thought. In fact, I had a little temper tantrum during the morning show Monday because Fox News... Well, the poll says that 6 out of 10 businesses are expecting a recession. And I said, what kind of news is this? What do you mean, six? This is the game. They're all in sync. They're all on the same page. They're all screaming recession. And they're literally, in my opinion, trying to talk the country into having one. What's your take on this? Your column is good about that.
Yeah, and literally, there's literally nothing but good news for the U.S. economy. Every day. I mean, just today. We have retail sales reports for July, double what, of course, the experts, who I don't know who they are, they're always wrong, but doubled their expectations. You know, unemployment's at record lows. Everything's just chugging along really good, and all of a sudden, the news media and the Democrats are trying to talk the economy into a recession. And they've done this once before. They did it in 1992.
Yes.
When George H.W. Bush was running for re-election, and they succeeded in convincing enough voters that an economy that was growing between 3% and 4% GDP was actually in a recession. And you know, we ended up with Bill Clinton as a result. So this is just part of their playbook, and they're going to see if it sticks.
But that worked out where for America.
it worked out great. Yeah.
So, yeah, this did happen, and you mentioned Papa Bush's mistake about, you know, read my lips, no new taxes. I think he would have, if he hadn't done that, that blunder, he might have been able to get a second term. And who knows?
Yeah, he might have, but he did what so many conservatives, or he wasn't really much of a conservative, but
right.
Republicans do, and listen to bad advice from bad advisors.
Conservatives tend to hold their people responsible. That's yep. a big difference. Here's the thing I don't understand. Maybe you can help me. We're dealing with a real mental illness here. We're dealing with people that want, and it started with Bill Maher. At least he's honest. But now yep. he's got issues with the anti-Semites, with Tlaib and all that. But, you know, saying on a show, what we need now is a big recession so we can get rid of Trump.
Yep.
Why don't you try and like the guy, or at least like his policies? We don't have to love any president personally. But if they're effective and they're looking out for our best interest, what's your problem?
Right. What is the problem? Maher is, of course, he's just a narcissistic nitwit, basically. I actually rode in an elevator with that guy about 20 years ago in Washington, D.C. He's about 4'10" tall. He's a tiny little man. I'm not a big guy. I'm only like 5'9". I just towered over this little shrimp, and I felt like punching him out that day. Now I wish I would have. You know, wishing a recession, wishing for millions of people to lose their jobs,
yeah.
wishing for all kinds of misery and suffering for the American people, just so he can have his way politically. It's disgraceful. It's disgusting. You know, it really is disgusting.
And I also think, I know that we have many wise investors and people who know money, but we also have a lot of lemmings who hear this and, you know, oh, I better sell, or I better, you know, so then the market takes a hit. But you called it. I have a friend here, and you, the very same day that big dip took place, the 800-point drop, he called it a red herring, and you called it out for what it was. I posted that blog, too, and sent it to some friends who were upset about what was going on, you know, that were scared.
Yeah, well,
and I said, you don't understand. This is what the crazies are hoping will happen. And they're literally trying to talk us into believing there's a recession going on when there's no evidence.
Yeah, and people need to understand that about 2/3 of our economic growth in the United States is due to consumers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're a consuming country. We're an import and consuming country, and our economy is based on that. So if they can convince enough consumers to stop consuming, then they will talk the economy into a recession, just like they did in 91 and 92. And so that's actually literally what they're trying to do. Today, Trump gave his daily impromptu press conference outside a helicopter. No, actually, he was having a meeting with somebody in the White House. And the first four questions were all about, do you think the recession's coming? What are you going to do to stop the recession?
Oh, brother.
And like, there is no recession coming. There's literally not a single economic indicator that would give any legitimate economist the thought that we're about to go into a recession. And yet, that's all the American press wanted to talk about. And he was with the leader of another country. I didn't catch who it was. And he started calling on the reporters from the other country instead, just to talk about something real.
I never thought I'd see, I mean, I've always known the media was whose side they were on, but I've never thought I'd see it so out in the open. And that it makes you wonder. They're going to have to live in that country if they manage to succeed in getting rid of Trump and reversing all the economic progress we made. Why would they want to live in that place?
They just, you know, they really believe they're going to create this socialist Marxist utopia, despite it having failed everywhere else it's been tried.
Yeah.
You know, they're the smart people, and they just believe they can do it right when everyone else has failed. So that literally is their mindset.
Listeners, this is David Blackman. dbdailyupdate.com is the blog. I am a daily faithful reader, and when he doesn't publish a blog, I feel ignorant and lost in the dark. He also is an expert in the oil and gas. This is where you've made your career. He also writes for Forbes magazine, Wish I could put that on my resume. I write for Boom Magazine. I'm proud of that.
That's good.
I thought about your expertise Sunday. That's when I put gas in my car. I'm such a creature of routine. And with my MAPCO discount, paid $2.15. And I thought, why aren't people happy about this? If it was 50
cents. Pretty good price. Yeah,
Alabama, you know, our taxes are fairly reasonable. It's about 30 cents worse if you go to Florida or Georgia.
Yeah, and it's $2 worth to go to California or New York City.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know how anybody can live in those places.
I don't either.
You need to build a wall around Texas because they're trying to get out of there and come to your state and make things worse.
Speaking of which, putting us in a bad situation over here.
Let's talk about the genius in San Antonio who doxed Republican donors to Trump. This is how'd that work out for Julian Castro?
I don't think it did him much good. I don't know. He just qualified for the third debate, so we'll see if he outs any of his supporters during the debate, I guess. I mean, talk about a couple of extraordinarily arrogant people, him and his twin brother.
Really?
Are two of the most arrogant individuals you'll ever want to meet. He's polling at 1%. It's not clear to me how he has qualified for the debate because in the average of polls, he's sitting there between 1% and 2%, but I guess that's enough. Anyway, he's just a guy. He's just another 1% or 2% candidate that's going to fail, but...
Yeah,
it's sad that he gets a national stage because he was raised by Marxists. He's a Marxist, philosophically, and it's but that's what the Democrats are offering us.
Drudge, who clearly has, I don't know if he's compromised or what, because he seemed to have a lot of fun with the election of Donald Trump, and now everything is negative. Was talking about that in a Fox News poll, another organization that's gone off the deep end, a poll on Fox where Trump loses to Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg.
He should just resign now.
Why doesn't he?
Why go through the trouble of it?
Hey, Joey talks. He actually talks.
Yeah.
He's always welcome to join the dialogue. So I see that, and then I mentioned, that newscast yesterday morning where, well, in a survey of businesses, they're expecting a recession. I've never seen anything like this. Why can't we just enjoy the prosperity? Is that okay? Why don't we just enjoy it?
It'll be nice. I'm enjoying it. I'm not all that prosperous, but it's fun to be in a growing economy where people are generally happy and businesses are doing well. And we were out and about all day Saturday over in Fort Worth, and everybody was cheery and happy and nice to us, and nobody asked me if I was a white supremacist or, was worried about whether or not we were going into a recession.
Where do they...
none of that.
Where do they get this from? Why do they live...
It's like the New York Times and everybody in the news media has decided that Twitter is real life. Twitter is not real life.
No.
Nobody on Twitter is like that in real life.
Amen.
If you met the jackass that's giving you a hard time on Twitter... If you ran into him on the street, he's this little tiny dude, he's 300 pounds overweight,
right.
And he would dream of saying a crossword to you to your face, okay? That's not real life, and yet our whole media culture now seems to be based on the assumption that what they post and see on Twitter is what everybody's thinking, and it just isn't. It's not how people live their lives in reality. It's not the real world.
Let's take a quick hit. I know it's way, way early, but they've already pulled Joe back so to diminish the number of gaffes.
Well, that was Hillary's strategy, too. It didn't work out too well for her.
No, it actually ended up backfire, especially, was it Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. She never made it to Wisconsin.
And Biden, I mean, this is not a new deal with him. Here's a great Joe Biden moment for you.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man.
And my favorite is God rest her soul, and then somebody in the audience is signaling, well, she's not really dead, Joe, but...
Right, yeah. Well, there's the Biden forever.
And there are so many people that would... That's a president right there. That's what we need in the White House. It's unbelievable. Well, it's 3:52 and our time is up, but I got to tell you, David, I so enjoy talking to you. Next week, we're going to introduce them to a new segment of our listening audience.
Yes.
Awesome.
The 4:45 crowd. Yeah, well, the state workers get out at 4, and they really, I mean, it's an amazing phenomenon here. We can tell when they're out there. So we will introduce you to them next week, same 1 hour later on this radio station. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. David, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk next week.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, my friend. He's such a good guy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Let's go to him. Hey, Tim.
Oh, Timmy.
Hey. How's it going?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Just in relation to what one of your recent callers said, you know, the Democrats have absolutely nothing to run on because...
No.
I mean, they're void of any original ideas. Yeah. Trump has been so successful with the economy, with employment... And they just have nothing to compete with that. And so, you know, they've gone to this Marxist socialistic deal, which you and I know never works, right. Never has anywhere. And I'm just, you know, I would almost like to see someone who's stupid enough, and they all are stupid enough, to say something to the effect that... Trump is America's Hitler. Can you imagine the outrage that that would cause to the base of Trump supporters? I mean, they've alluded to it.
I think
they've never
to
they've
this
never
point.
Said it, but if they ever said that, it's over. I think the base
it's
would
over
absolutely
now.
Rise up and just.
I heard some Zogby polling and stuff. Thank you very much for the call, Tim. That's great. I'll get it. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Don.
Don, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I wanted to tell you something. If you got a minute, you guys were talking this morning. The question you guys asked was, what was the job that 1 out of 10 Airbnb owners had? And
teachers.
And it reminded me of what we, me and my wife, went to a little town in Tennessee yesterday called Summer Town, Tennessee. It's a hippie commune that was started in 1971 by a couple of hundred hippies out of Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco back in 1971.
Yeah.
And at one time, there was about 1,700 people living on this commune. And the guy told me yesterday the reason why the number went way down like it has is because they first started out like a socialist where everybody put their money in one pot.
Right.
But what began to happen is people that wanted to work and add money to the pot was having to take care of the ones that wouldn't work. And they ran them off and has cut the number down to a couple of hundred people. But I thought that was pretty interesting. That's how socialism works. Eventually, the people that's having to pay for it figures out, hey, I don't want these bunch of bums living here taking money out of my pot.
That's right. It destroys the incentive to work. And the socialist, the person that advocates this, they love it because they don't have to do an damn thing.
Yeah. And, well, I thought that was pretty neat, and that just speaks to why socialism doesn't work is because the person that's working and sweating and all of that
right.
kind of stuff.
Eventually, and I think it's in our... Thanks for the call. It's in our nature to work. It's in our nature to take care of ourselves. But we've nurtured a culture of dependency. And for no other reason than votes. And socialism would take it to the next level. And it's not going to go there. They should be very careful if they have not seen that by now. We're not the ones hitting people in the head with hammers to make our point. They are. We're the ones that believe in the Second Amendment, and they can say whatever the hell they want about mass shootings and all this garbage. That amendment is there because our founding fathers had the brilliance to see the future, knowing that somebody would want to take this great idea that is the United States and turn it into something special, like a socialist nation. And Germany... And the people there had no choice because they were disarmed. And any group that wants to disarm the citizens wants to turn them into subjects. And why it's so difficult to get that point across with so many is beyond me. 356, interest rates trending down and probably will go down further. But why wait for the future? Why not call Morris Capuano this afternoon and have him get started on a mortgage for you? If you're renting, you're wasting money. You're throwing money right out the window. And you're living under somebody else's house rules. You don't need a giant down payment. You don't have to have perfect credit. You just need a phone to call Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank at 409-9300 and get him started. Take advantage of the programs they have for people with limited down. There are so many great housing values all over this area. There's no reason to be renting and not taking advantage of that first mortgage interest deduction. Let Morris go to work for you. This is what he lives to do. 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
357.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and things are busy on the boulevard. We've got a stop-and-go situation all the way around the boulevard. If you are on the interstates, there aren't any problems for you. Everybody looks like they're up at a speed limit ride. The 31s are running clear this afternoon. We still see a big crowd of cars on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, so be careful if you're in that area. And MPD and rescue personnel are still working the accident on Perry Hill Road near Harrison Road, so look out if you have to pass through there. The national clearance event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years.